W.C. White to Friend, July 14, 1911. Sanitarium, California, July 14, 1911. Dear Friend, from June 23rd to, knowing that many of our physicians were coming to Southern California to attend the annual meeting of the American Medical Association in Los Angeles, June 27th to 29th, our brethren had arranged for a council of Seventh-day Adventist physicians at Loma Linda, June 24th to 26th. I went down early and reached Loma Linda Friday noon. In the afternoon, Elder Burden and I tramped all over the place so that I might see the progress being made in the college and sanitarium, and also on the farm, in the gardens, at the dairy, the bakery, and the printing office, and especially the progress made in building the new laboratory. The various lines of outside work are all looking well. The laboratory is well underway. This building is being constructed of reinforced concrete. It is 56 by 66 feet in size, with 3 stories in basement. It is expected that it will provide laboratory room for all the scientific work of the college. In the sanitarium, there were about 45 patients, and although Drs. Evans, White, and Truman were in the East pursuing postgraduate studies, the 6 physicians remaining were able to give satisfactory care to the patients, and, with the help of 4 other teachers, to carry forward unbroken the work of the medical college. Sabbath forenoon, the chapel was crowded, while Elder Santee gave the baccalaureate sermon. The gallery was mostly occupied by patients, the lower part of the building by those connected with the sanitarium, and the families of our people living nearby. In the afternoon, Dr. Paulson gave a stirring address on the development of character needed to stand in the trying scenes of the last days. After this, there was a spirited social meeting. The time during Sunday and Monday was very fully occupied by discussion of various medical subjects. The convention opened by the reading of a letter from Dr. Kress. This was followed by a discussion on amateur surgery. Dr. Paulson led out in this, and he was followed by Drs. Rubel, Abbott, Rand, and others. After about the 5th shot at the young surgeons, they began to fire back, and Dr. McClafferty of Aberdeen, Washington, and Hoare of Los Angeles gave us 2 bright and spirited talks, in which they made it clear that all the evils arising from overdone surgery did not come from the hands of the young men. The unnecessary use of drugs in our sanitariums was discussed very ably by Drs. Rand, Paulson, Abbott, Sadler, and several others. I think if the patent medicine men and drug manufacturers had been present, they would have wept to hear their craft so severely spoken against. Following this, there was an able and very extended discussion regarding the work which should be done by our sanitarium physicians, and by our medical workers generally, to assist the ministers and Bible workers in their evangelistic efforts in our large cities and elsewhere. Later on, the meat question was discussed. The convention adopted a resolution expressing its opinion that the time had come for a general campaign to educate the people away from the use of flesh meats. Near the close of the meeting, the character and tendencies of osteopathy were quite fully discussed, and the publishers of the Medical Evangelist were requested to issue a special number containing a symposium on sectarian medicine. About 11 o'clock Monday morning, the financial question was discussed, and after a concise statement from Dr. Rubel regarding the financial problems of Loma Linda College, the physicians present, one by one, stated how they felt toward the present emergency. Drs. Wolfson and Shryock each subscribed $500. Others subscribed smaller sums until we had definite pledges for $2,075 and conditional pledges for the giving or raising of $3,000 more. The convention closed with general good feeling toward the Loma Linda College, and I think we can depend upon the sympathy and support of several physicians who have heretofore been unacquainted with the work at Loma Linda and who were somewhat doubtful regarding the future of the college. Among those who had never visited the place before, or Dr. Bliss of Melrose, Dr. Dunn of Wichita, Dr. McClafferty of Aberdeen, Washington, the Drs. Paulson from Hinsdale, and the Drs. Sadler from Chicago. At the beginning of this convention, there were about 24 physicians in attendance, and the number increased to 31 toward the close. There were also present a goodly number of teachers, ministers, and medical students. Several of the physicians in attendance expressed the opinion that this was the best medical convention our physicians had ever held. One said he would rather have missed the American Medical Association meeting than this council at Loma Linda. To me, it is a matter of some anxiety that our brethren are so slow in giving Loma Linda the financial assistance that has been promised. This summer is a very critical period in the experience of the college. If it can go forward and complete the laboratory and build the men's dormitory, it will be in a fairly good position for its next year's work, and would no doubt receive many more students than if it is so crippled that it cannot provide the necessary buildings. I wish you would give this matter your personal consideration, and I invite you to join with us in prayer and in labor to secure for the medical students at Loma Linda the facilities necessary for the prosecution of their work. While the financial problem was being discussed, Elder Burden stated that the sanitarium family have donated to the work at Loma Linda. It was also reported that the amount of income received annually from patients at the Loma Linda Sanitarium for the fiscal years beginning with 1906 and ending with June 30, 1911, was as follows. Inquiry was made as to what it meant to the medical students in a financial way that the college had orchards, gardens, a bakery, a printing office, a dairy, a farm, and other departments in which students could labor. In answer to this, it was stated the growing work of the institution invited the labor of students, and that during 8 months, from October 1st to June 3rd, over $2,800 had been paid to 30 of the 33 medical students in the college. Thus, the average earnings of 30 students during 8 months was $80 each. But of more value than money was the experience gained, and the benefits to health derived from the labor. Coming from Los Angeles, I spent a day at Mountain View. While I was there, the Pacific Press began the typesetting on Mother's new book, The Acts and Teachings of the Apostles. During the last 5 weeks, Mother has done considerable writing, besides speaking once at St. Helena, twice at the Pacific Union College, and once at the St. Helena Sanitarium. At the Oakland camp meeting, she spoke 3 times. Very truly yours, W.C. White.